Following up from the spay and neuter clinic held on October 21, the Humane Society and One Health met the needs of over 88 animals in just 2 days, October 21 and 22. Along with other essential health requirements such as treating rabies, but immediately after the hectic 2 days in Thompson, they were then invited by the community of Wobodon as the town council realized the need for treating local animals and housed the Winnipeg Humane Society in Kana Now Center. Wobodon consultant Donna Henry helped coordinate this event, as she looked around amazed at the help and interest that was built up in the community. This was an amazing effort of the Winnipeg Humane Society and One Health making a difference in the North, stated Henry, as over the course of the next 2 days, October 23 and 24, operations were done to another astounding number of 22 animals. Shannon Dyke holds the long, impressive title of Outreach Clinic Registered Veterinary Technician, where she has worked for the Winnipeg Humane Society for 11 years, in which the last couple have shifted in new and exciting directions. Over the first years of the COVID-19 pandemic, the Humane Society were able to build up their own medical supplies, making it easier for animal operations to be done mobile. Before, we could only go to locations that provided equipment such as oxygen machines, said Dyke. Whereas now we have the tools to perform surgery virtually anywhere. Since this organization has stepped out in moving to new, needed communities, the number of locations has moved from 15 to 22 locations in the years 2020 to 2022, to this year jumping to an ongoing total of 35 plus this year alone. Dyke deeply expressed how much of a difference she's seen in lives even since moving to new locations, where just because sicknesses arise in animals, it shouldn't hold people back from having an animal, she stated. And with being faced with escalations in mental health, for instance, animals in most cases directly help immensely. A passion for the community such as this has been her drive, but the weary effects have begun to take a toll as she admitted how tired she has become. My family has not been a fan of me having to leave all the time. Such visions can come with a great sacrifice, but Dyke affirmed that things are looking to change for her in the near future, giving her a break from the life on the road. It's amazing how a need that is often overlooked does not make it unnecessary, as a spay and neuter clinic such as this makes such an impact on the health of the whole community. They not only provide essential service, but moving around as they do provides affordable service. Shannon Dyke concluded that the two-day clinics in Thompson and Wobodon were the most grateful group of people she'd had the pleasure of helping, and that she was particularly grateful for how they were treated. Tilda Matthias J. Johnson is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of the Thompson Citizen. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.